It all aligns with all of the policies, like the 10-year agreements, the regional education agreements, all the new fiscal relationship. All of these align, and with the settlement agreements, they align with the financial hardship that First Nations are going to face in the future. And then First Nations are going to be forced to sign into these, to sign into taxing their people, so providing taxation schemes on their own people in order to have revenue within the community. And what's going to happen is that once First Nations cannot pay their taxes, the land is essentially going to be turned into fee simple land. And when it's turned into fee simple land, because right now First Nations land is land held in trust by the Queen. So we don't have security against the land like every other Canadian has access to security against the land. They have that right to do that, but we don't. So essentially those lands, because of taxation, will be turned into fee simple lands. And then when the taxes aren't paid, then what can happen is that those lands could be sold off or auctioned off, which doesn't put our First Nations into a good position, because then they become homeless on their own land. And I think it's important to stress that this is what is going to happen unless we address these issues of treaty, but also to combat this situation with enacting our own laws and working on our own laws together and uniting. And I